Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Good morning, good morning. Common Sense Club, your host Leon Francis. Call in numbers to get you in the conversation live, or as always, 855-200-1776, extension 2, get you live on air into the conversation. I'm loving the weather. First off, the top of my head, I'm walking around outside with a light sweater on. I think it's all good. It's all good. A little messy out, but other than that, loving this weather. One more time, Converge on the Capitol, convergeonthecapitol.com. Encouraging everyone out there to go to convergeonthecapitol.com, click on the Stop Federal Entanglement link. Check it out, and then sign the petition. Sign it. We want to get tons of folks, tons of signatures for this. We're trying to repeal Common Core in the state, and that would be great for school reform in our state. But it's kind of being hampered by the entanglement that comes with federal funding. We all know, and I touched on this yesterday, a study of the school budget show that in most school districts here in North Dakota, federal funding accounts for 5% of the budget or less. So why we need it? Why do we need it? Why do we need that small amount of federal funding with all those strings attached? What do we need it for? We can do it all ourselves. We could very easily replace all those funds with our surplus revenues. It's less than 5%. That'll free up our local schools to be innovative and proactively reform and improve our schools with North Dakota standards. That's all I'm saying. That's all I'm asking for. And I'm sure, I'm positive that North Dakotans can write their own standards, can teach our own kids in the way that we see fit without the government, the federal government anyway, you know, sticking its beak in where it is not welcome. So convergeonthecapitol.com, convergeonthecapitol.com, stop federal entanglement. Please go there, check it out, sign the petition. North Dakota Schools for North Dakota, local control man. How's this Friday treating you? Here in Fargo, it's overcast and 18 degrees. Feels like below. It feels like 5 below. I think it feels brilliant out. I was searching for a word to describe the weather out, and I kind of got tongue-tied, but I think it feels awesome. So there you go. Tioga, you have some fog going on, a little freezing fog. It's 19 degrees. It feels like 7 below, though. So wait a minute. How does Fargo, Tioga is warmer than Fargo, but it feels colder in Tioga. That's just weird, man. On this Friday, I want to do a little cheesing of my grits. Scott and Todd, they do the whole, you know, especially on Friday, you know, what's on your mind and, excuse me, what's on your mind, and also on Friday they have the, you know, are you kidding me segment. The thing that cheeses my grits today, and that's going to be my segment, what cheeses my grits, is Al Sharpton. Did you hear? Did you hear about Al not so Sharpton? He's all wee-weed up right now, and he's calling for an emergency meeting to address the appalling all-white Oscar nominees. Are you kidding me? Come on, man. Let it go. This guy can make a nickel out of anything. You got to understand, with people like Al Sharpton, it's all about money. It is all about money. My social media I posted this morning. I'm going to show you what a real leader sounds like. This is Booker T. Washington. I am fascinated with Booker T. Always have been. But this is a quote from one of his books. He said, there is a class of, and this is from way back in the day. I'm talking way 1901. Booker T. Washington, from his book, Up from Slavery. This is a quote from there. 1901. And listen how applicable it is today. He says that there is a class of race problem solvers who make a business of keeping the troubles, the wrongs, the hardship of the Negro race before the public. Some of these people do not want the Negro to lose his grievances because they do not want to lose their jobs. They don't want the patient to get well. Great men cultivate love. Only little men cherish a spirit of hatred. That's Booker T. Washington, 1901, from his book, Up from Slavery. Kind of makes Al Not So Sharpton a mental midget. Wouldn't you say? It's kind of nuts. And it's, think about that. That's wisdom that reaches way back from 1901 and kind of just face punches folks like Al Sharpton, who are making a mint out of race hustling. He's a race pimp. That's what he is. Call him Al Boogie Down Sharpton or Al the Race Pimp Sharpton. I got to come up with a moniker for this guy. If nothing else, you got a capitalist. I mean, he got Sony execs falling all over themselves. He's going to be in the planning committee whenever they're having movies out so they can pass the Al Sharpton seal of approval. I think that is just nuts. And now he's all wee-weed up because he says the Oscar nominations are too white. And it makes me think, this is the sad part about this. So you're going to have movies that come out and they're going to be like black movies or movies with black leading men and women or something to that effect. And they're always going to wonder, you know, from now on, if Al Sharpton gets his way, if people like Al Sharpton get their way, you're going to always wonder whether or not your movie was actually good enough to be in that category. Because from everything that I've heard from him, from everything that I have heard this morning and last night, everything that I've heard, what he wants is quotas. What he wants is, I guess he was all wee-weed up that Selma didn't get the Oscar nod. It didn't get the director nod and best picture nod. So what are we supposed to do? You know, you got, I don't know, five movies, and they're phenomenal, but we got to drop one of you because the lineup is a little too white. Are you kidding me? God, that just cheeses my grits. And what it does, it face punches meritocracy. It, in my opinion, it sullies the entire process when you're looking for the best of the best. What you don't want is quotas, because not only do you is it not fair to people that go out there and bust their hump, and this goes across the board. This is, you know, not, it's so much bigger than movies. It goes across the board, and that's with employment, that's with affirmative action, that's with, you know, college entrance, that sort of thing. It goes across the board. What you do in situations like that is you have to kind of ignore a potential great thing, person, movie, whatever. You have to kind of ignore the merits of those people, and you have to give it to someone that doesn't deserve it necessarily. That's the first slight. Second slight is any decent person, like a guy like me, you know, if I get in somewhere, I don't know, Yale or NDSU or wherever, and it's because of affirmative action, I'll always till my dying day wonder whether or not I was good enough to be where I am. Or was it just because they had a quota to fill and everybody's patting me on my head because, you know, I'm the token, the quota black guy, you know. Yeah, that's our quota black guy over there. Yeah, and you'll always be wondering that. And Al doesn't seem to get that. You want merit. You don't want quotas, man. Wake up. Al Sharpton is a mental midget. That's my opinion. We'll be right back with Blanky DeCullum and Ellen Ratner and your phone calls right after this break.
The energy renaissance in North Dakota means generations of jobs for tomorrow's workforce and technologically advanced jobs. Kathy Nassett of Nessa Consulting talks about how much fun this is for the workforce of tomorrow.
It really is. And when we talk about the workforce, I go to these colleges and universities and I look at the young talent that we have here in North Dakota. And I am absolutely thrilled and just motivated that we have such good, smart, talented young people right here in North Dakota. And we have the jobs that they can fill.
Great careers are waiting for you at Nessa Consulting Service.
Just look at what these other companies are, too, Scott. I mean, these companies, when I look at the oil industry, whether it's service or the oil company itself, they're looking for this good talent, and we have it right here in North Dakota. How cool is that?
Thanks, Kathy. Find out more about Nessa Consulting Service, located in the heart of the Bakken in Tioga, North Dakota, and about more of the career opportunities awaiting you online at NessaConsulting.com. That's NessaConsulting.com.
The knowledge of the ancients, tried and true, trusted herbs and extracts, fused with the latest nutraceutical science. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. For the last 2 years, our team has been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to develop the ultimate nutraceutical formulation. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit AncientDefense.com or call 888-253-3139. That's AncientDefense.com.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Welcome back. 855-200-1776, extension 2, gets you live on air into the conversation. And you'll be conversing with me, your host, Leon Francis, and Blanky DeCullum, who is all the way from, where are you hailing from this morning, Blanky?
Well, temporarily, I'm hailing from D.C., but I'll be headed back to Texas.
Oh, good deal. So there you go. Get a little common sense from D.C. by way of Texas.
I'll be able to give you a little insight on what's happening there with the campaign for the president with all those candidates.
Good deal. That's going to be awesome. Really looking forward to that. Are you as incensed as I am about Al Sharpton and the whole Oscar fight that he's having right now? He's calling for an emergency meeting to address the appalling all-white Oscar nominees. Are you as incensed as Al Sharpton is?
Well, I'm incensed for a different reason, okay? I don't like that Al Sharpton's going to cry race. I think Al Sharpton ought to find out what the fix is in there for a lot of these people that get nominated and others that are purposely let out. And I know that the vote comes from people that have actually won or were members of that community, but there's a lot of people that have been bypassed, and I really would like to know why. Now, we got a kind of a hint after the Sony hack that there's a lot of snarkiness going on in Hollywood, and the rumors have it, even with Golden Globes, that in the past, how a lot of these people won is that they gave trips, they gave expensive gifts, they had very fancy parties, et cetera, that helped them to engage in getting a win at the Golden Globes, but not trying to make it someplace, first of all, that you have to have a protest, that people will be afraid of their security or their lives or any of that nonsense. And that the idea that Al Sharpton has turned out that he thinks he's a grand poobah that can threaten people over their color of their skin while he gets a big fat paycheck, avoids paying taxes, and uses as a mouthpiece MSNBC, I think that's disgraceful.
I do too. And I am going to go see Selma tonight because I'm going to be on a local TV show here, and we're going to discuss it on Monday. But, you know, I guess he's all wee-weed up because Selma didn't get Best Picture. And apparently, you know, Al Sharpton doesn't – he thinks he is incensed because how could we not, you know, nominate Selma? And, you know, Martin Luther King's birthday, MLK Day, is right around the corner. And
well, his thing wasn't even that. He brings up Ferguson, okay? But he's also, this is, again, it's political posturing. You know, it's the old Shakespearean line, I fear the lady doth protest too much.
Yep.
I think that part of it is to make him aggrandize his position to become the quote-unquote spokesperson for a race of people. And, you know, he hasn't earned it. He didn't put himself out there like Martin Luther King did. He hasn't earned it. He's not a Cesar Chavez. He's not an Emma Tenayuca. He hasn't earned it. He's done it to fatten his own cast, make his bank account rich, and then to blackmail people, not even to help the community, but to keep the community from coming down on people that may or may not be guilty of racism, just to fatten his own pocketbook. So for him, he's a gigantic fraud.
I'm going to give you a little wisdom, and I quoted this morning in the first segment of the show. Booker T. Washington, 1901, he wrote this in his book, Up From Slavery. This is a quote from there. He says that there is a class of race problem solvers who make a business of keeping the troubles, the wrongs, and the hardships of the Negro race before the public. Some of these people don't want the Negro to lose his grievances because they do not want to lose their jobs. They don't want the patient to get well. Great men cultivate love. Only little men cherish in the spirit of hatred. Think about
that. That is powerful. That is so amazingly powerful. I hope you put that up on the web. I think that is absolutely powerful. And, you know, where are guys like Sharpton with Ellen's group that goes out there and they actually are involved with slave liberation in South Sudan?
Oh, no, man. That's too hard a job. It's hot over there. They'd have to get their fingernails dirty. You know, they can't be bothered with that sort of actual work. They'd rather, you know, gutter snipe. And
they're phonies. They're exactly what Booker T. Washington. I wish if you. I want you to send that to me. That is absolutely brilliant. And that goes, believe me.
And that's from 1901.
You know, radio, they always say that things don't go around. They're just recycled.
Right.
And there's nothing new. And that is absolutely brilliant, honestly brilliant. I had a woman that I knew in San Antonio when I was working on the air there, and the way she kept her job is that she was from the Latino community, and she would, anytime something was going to go on and she wanted to fatten her paycheck, she would arrange for certain groups to go out there and protest against the station. So this is nothing new in any particular ethnic group. It happened. And then you've got these horrible people from ISIS, and they're showing videos of people getting crucified and women getting stoned and people being thrown off buildings because they were gay. I mean, that's real brutality. What are we doing to fight that and to come together as a nation to be able to stand up against that kind of insidious hatred?
Yeah. I agree. One other thing I want to touch on, net neutrality. I mean, this has been a huge thing in my circles because, you know, I'm an IT guy and politics, so it kind of marries two of my passions. So, but apparently, Barry doesn't, not Barry, President Obama says that a net neutrality legislation is not needed. We don't need the Congress because the FCC already has the authority, you know, to enact net neutrality laws and regulations. What do you think about that? How do you feel about that? Are you versed on the whole net neutrality argument?
Well, a bit. You know, I don't know all of it. I do know that I don't want the government trying to get in there and have more hands on the Internet right now. I think, again, this is a false, I think that right now this president is picking up times of people that feel fearful to be able to go in and gain more control. You know, I'd be more disposed to have a next, the next president and Congress, you know, even this Congress start the discussions, but I don't want to have him come down like some tyrannical king. And using his, you know, FCC that may or may not be, I mean, yes, you may have the head of the FCC in that commission that's been appointed by the president or maybe approved by the Senate, but they weren't voted in by you and me to make a decision on the last frontier, which is the freedom of the Internet. Who are these people?
And that's one of the biggest problems I have with unelected bureaucrats, you know, handing down all these rules and regulations. We didn't elect them. I mean, as a matter of fact, we don't even know who a lot of these folks are. Yet they are micromanaging our lives.
Their experience is limited. It's not as much as yours.
Thank you, Blanquita. Have a safe and happy weekend, and we'll talk to you again on Tuesday, I believe. We'll be right back.
I'll talk to you Monday.
Okay, Monday. We'll be right back with more of the Common Sense Club right after this.
Hundreds of our listeners have been in the Miracle Chair. Many of them have purchased the Miracle Chair because it works. Jerry Breyer is here. He's brought the Miracle Chair to North Dakota. You can see it online at MiracleChair.net. You can take a test drive yourself and actually sit in this and feel it work. State-of-the-art massage lounger for the ultimate experience. Jerry, talk about what people tell you about these Miracle Chairs.
Well, you know, we've sold quite a few of them, but it's amazing. The feedback is 100% positive. I've never sold anything where I've had 100% positive. Well, yeah, gold and silver is pretty much 100%. But it's really interesting, particularly with the ladies. They get in that chair and they don't want to get out. Because what the chair does, it massages your feet, your legs, your thighs, your back, your arms, your neck, all at the same time.
Relaxed to zero, state-of-the-art design. It's the Miracle Chair. Online at MiracleChair.net or call 701-746-9950, 701-746-9950 today.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100-foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Hi, my name is DeRay. Suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called NUCA. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We design a nutritional supplement program the body can handle and actually absorb, providing nutrients targeting the problem area. Between NUCA and nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drwortman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124. Or on the web at drortman.com.
Welcome back. Welcome back. I feel like that that old TV sitcom, Welcome Back, Kotter. I don't know why that went through my head right now, but there you go. 855-217-76, extension 2, get you live on air, into the conversation. One thing that I just saw, it's kind of taken me out of my, I had a little plan coming into the show, but I think I'd be remiss if I did not mention this, and we can open up the phone lines, especially in Scott and Todd's show, because that, one, it reaches a larger audience, and two, I want a good sample of the way, how the folks feel about this, and I'm not going to get too in depth with it, but I'm looking at the in forum, the Fargo forum, and last night I had a conversation with my good buddy Dustin Garrillo, and we discussed this last night. But how do you feel about North Dakota Democrats urging a backup budget to guard against oil price swings? That's the headline. And we were, and me and Dustin, we discussed this last night, and my takeaway was, where are the Republicans? This seems like common sense. You got oil prices, you know, coming down, and you got rigs closing and that sort of thing, and your budget is based heavily on oil of tax revenues. So where's the backup budget? Where's our fallback plan, man? You know? And the fact that the Democrats are urging this, I think we dropped the ball on this one. We should have been out in front of this. And my apologies if a Republican out there has already, you know, spoken about this or proposed something similar. I just haven't seen it or read it. But It looks like North Dakota Democrats are they're all over it. And it seems like common sense to me that you would have a backup budget, especially when your original budget is so heavily influenced by oil. in oil revenue, especially with the downturn. Now, I'm gonna leave that alone. I'm gonna ask you guys and gals to call in to what's on your mind so I can listen. And I want to get a good sample of what's going on, what's on your mind, especially when it comes to that. North Dakota Democrats urge backup budget to guard against oil price swings. Notice, it didn't say North Dakota Republicans. It said North Dakota Democrats. Come on, man. We got to get in front of that thing. Just seems like common sense to me. I don't know. And I don't regularly say, good job, Democrats. But, you know, that, again, seems like common sense. And this is the Common Sense Club. So there you go. Anyway, a couple of things. So last night, I'm watching 630 Point of View, and I'm going to be on there on 630 Point of View tonight with Chris Berg, and we're going to have a discussion about a host of different issues. But last night, I'm sitting there, and I'm listening to the conversation, and it always descends into, and I just don't understand why Republicans and conservatives aren't more on this ball and on this train of thought. They were talking about early, dropping the age for Head Start and getting kids into the basically government funded daycare, earlier at an earlier age. And the point that I kept hearing, and it just teased my grits, was, well, you know, got single moms out there, and, you know, well, we got to do this to help out the, you know, the poor and I'm like, wait a minute. No one apparently has ever, you know, explained to the folks that were talking about this, and they're friends of mine, love and respect the heck out of them. But apparently no one has explained to them the fact that in order to help out those, you know, impoverished or single moms or whatever the little victim that you want to put up there, in order to help them out, in order to give them a buck to help out with their daycare and all of that stuff, you have to take a buck from the family down the street. That's the part that we're missing. I'm not saying at all. I don't want to be a Scrooge or a curmudgeon or anything like that. I say, you know, I'm a Christian. You help out the orphans and the widows, and I'm all over that. But government is not the answer. Bigger government is definitely not the answer. I had a very wise friend of mine. Compare it this way, and this is the way I explain government to my kids. Explain it like government is like Aladdin's lamp. It's like a genie. When it's bottled up, it's harmless. It's kind of nice to look at. It's in its proper role, you know, nice shiny little. And then you call it forth when it's absolutely necessary, only when it's needed, and you put it back in the bottle. It's kind of constrained by the lamp there. But if you just allow it to freely roam around, it becomes an absolute terror, man. It's something to fear. When it's not constrained, when it's not chained down, when it's not locked in its original parameters, it becomes something to fear and loathe. I know that sounds like a movie title. But that's the truth, man. every time the government adds a new law, imposes a new regulation, mandates a new whatever, we have to seek permission from it to act. Think about that. It imposes taxes. It enacts prohibitions on our freedoms, and our prosperity is reduced. So every time some altruistic person asks for more tax dollars or asks for a law to curb this and that, it restricts our freedoms. It takes cash out of your mouth or out of the mouths of your kids, out of your household budget, So for every dollar that you take away from, that you give to someone, you have to take it from someone else. And you don't ask, because government doesn't ask for anything. It takes it by force. You know, I don't understand why we don't have that discussion, why it's always altruistic, why it's always, you know, the poor, you know, single mom or that sort of thing. And again, we have moms, gold star moms, gold star wives. I mean, we have folks that I say that it is our duty. It is our duty to help. I mean, and there's no wiggle room there, you know. A soldier is, God forbid, you know, killed in action and that sort of thing, and he leaves. We should absolutely take care of those people. And there are some instances where you become a single mom, not by your own, you know, faults or anything, but, you know, that sort of thing. There are absolutely safety nets, yes. But we are fast becoming a nation that redistributes wealth. And that is not what our nation was founded on. It just blows my mind that we don't even talk about it anymore. It is a foregone conclusion that, you know, government is going to get bigger. Government is going to evade or invade every aspect of your life in order to altruistically, and those are air quotes, this is radio, you can't see me doing it, but in order to help out the poor and the disenfranchised. And we tried this already. And we've been doing this for a very long time. It's called the Great Society. Anyone ever heard of that? Welfare programs and all of that stuff. How is that working out for us? We always throw more money at problems, perceived problems. We never get to the root cause. We always throw money at bad behavior, reckless behavior, risky behaviors, and we think that that's going to fix it. It never does. It hasn't. We have a track record. We have a history to look at. But that never comes up in the conversation. It's always a victim. You got to put their face out there. You got to use them like cute kittens. Nobody can speak against the cute kitten, you know, and then you're horrible. You're just a horrible person. No one ever talks about the fact that in order to save that cute kitten, you got to take something from someone else that earned it. And that's my two cent on that. I don't know if you saw the show last night, 6:30 Point of View, I'm going to be speaking with Chris later on, and I'm really hoping that he didn't hear this segment, because we're going to have a little bit of a, and this, and what I was speaking about right now is not what we're going to be talking about tonight, but it might be after this. So there you go. I just want people to understand that every dime that the government takes to help someone else comes out of our family budgets, man. Every dime the government spends is taken from those who work to earn it. And that should be the talking point. Whenever any of this comes up, oh, we need daycare for, you know, a year younger for impoverished people or single moms or whatever, the response, the appropriate response should be, so where's the money going to come from? Well, we got to create this. We got maybe a tax for that. Maybe no. Just say it. Just don't ask me. Reach in my back pocket, grab my wallet out, and pull out a buck, because that's basically what happens. It just, I don't know. It cheeses my grits, man. It really does. 855-217-76. Extension 2, get you live, on air, into the conversation. Am I protesting too much? I don't know. Let me know what you think. Am I protesting too much? Am I hard-hearted by saying that? By, you know, and Chris, he's a good guy. He's a really good guy. Both of the people that were engaged in this conversation are really good people. They're awesome people. But I think they missed the fundamental principle founding principle of this country of ours, of capitalism. And it's not to redistribute wealth. Period. We'll be right back.
Alex Jones here. For the last 2 years, I've been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to design a nutraceutical formulation that has truly life-changing health benefits. So many other formulations out there contain toxic ingredients, synthetic additives, and even GMOs. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure ancient defense for you and your family. Visit InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
By now you've heard the news stories about police shootings turned into racially charged protests and police officers being executed in retaliation. These developments are frightening to say the least. The scary part is that now police officers feel like they have to form committees and hold public hearings just to get approval to respond to a violent crime in progress. They have to hesitate now and worry about being attacked by the media and the public just for doing their jobs. The point is, you need to be able to defend yourself, your home, business, family. Your survival depends on you now more than ever. Look, the police are being hamstrung. Anti-American forces are working to register and eventually confiscate our guns. Politics are threatening our Second Amendment and our freedom. Fight back. Get a Ghost AR-15 at guns80.com. Go to 844-2-GUNS-80. That's 844-248-6780. Look, there are no papers, no dealers, and no registration. Get your Ghost AR-15 rifle now. Go to guns80.com, that's guns80.com, or call 844-2-GUNS-80 today.
Yeah?
Did you want to see me, sir?
Well, I did, but now that I do, I'm not so sure.
Sir?
Johnson, I got a mission for you that could change your life.
Oh, good, sir.
It involves traveling halfway around the world without so much as half a clue of where you're going or what you're going to do when you get there.
Situation normal, sir?
Uh-huh. Well, I'll be leading this mission, Johnson, so I'll be telling you what to do.
You, sir?
That's right, Johnson, and I say first things first.
Oh, good plan, sir.
And what I say is first is food. Always remember that, Johnson. Food is a big deal.
Sir, my brother-in-law can get us a really good deal on some surplus MREs.
Johnson, if you've got half a brain and that empty head of yours, you'll call the freeze-dry guy like I did. That food is better for you, it rehydrates faster, and it's good, Johnson. And it keeps for up to 30 years.
Will we be gone that long, sir?
Well, I hope not. Now, get your supplies organized and meet me down to the pier at dawn on Sunday. We sail at sunrise.
Yes, sir.
This adventure is brought to you by the freeze-dry guy. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Back on the soapbox, that's what they call this thing. And I want to get you on your soapbox. I want to know what's cheesing your grits this morning. What's floating your boat, tripping your trailer. What's on your mind? And I really do, and I will be listening in. I want to get your take on what's on your mind on the North Dakota Democrats urging a backup budget to guard against oil price swings. Really want to get some feedback on that. Absolutely. One other thing on this, and I know I said I was going to digress, but I feel like I got to say it, man. We're not having the conversation. We elect people to represent us, to defend our Constitution, and to represent our wants, you know, and that sort of thing. But the folks that we are electing, they're not doing that. They're doing the opposite. The fastest growing organism on Earth is what? Someone tell me, quick. I'm sorry, my call screener must be out. John, I apologize, man. I didn't know anyone was on the line. Oh, wow. There we go. Look at all that. But, and I'll finish this up and then I'll go to John, who's hanging on and has been patiently hanging on. The fastest growing organism on Earth. As a matter of fact, I think I'll throw it to John. What do you think it is, John?
Well, to, follow up on what you were talking about earlier, it's worse than that. You know, you talk about trying to get a buck to somebody to help them out. The government's got to be the worst charitable organization ever conceived. Now, to get a, if you follow, if they would follow a budget, which they haven't for, since 1997, if you're going to get a buck to somebody that really needs it and run it through the federal government, it, that person would probably end up with 20 cents. You know, it's worse than that. To get a buck of help, it probably takes $5-6. I have no, you know.
I heard it takes three.
It takes $3. Okay,
yeah.
Good. Well, then I was pretty close with the 20 cents. But,
yeah.
I mean, would you give to a charity that takes 70 to 80% of your charitable contribution and the needy person only gets 20, 30 cents? I mean, you wouldn't do it.
No, but, and I have actually...
That's the government.
I have actually nixed a couple of charitable organizations that I give to because of exactly what you're saying. 80% of it went to administrative costs and that sort of thing. And a very small percentage went to actual, the actual folks the organization was set up to help. So,
well,
yeah, I
yeah,
totally
so
get that.
Every time, yeah, I'll leave you on this, but every time somebody in the government comes up with a new idea, they should be made to prove how efficient it's going to be, and they wouldn't be able to do it. It's just ridiculous the way we spend money. So, okay.
Yep. Thanks, John.
Okay, bye-bye.
And I apologize to John and all the other callers. I did not refresh my call screen, man. I was on the soapbox. I wasn't paying attention. So all of the folks that were hanging on the line and didn't get through, my apologies. My apologies. To answer the question, though, the fastest growing organism on the planet is government. It's government. It's a cancer. It's rapidly growing, ever expanding, metastasizing every aspect of our lives, man. We got to roll it back. We got to start thinking differently about government. And again, I've said this over and over again. I think it starts with our kids. I think that the schools, the fact that we need a law that says that you have to be, you have to make at least 60, which in my day was an F, but 60% on a civics test before you graduate, I think the fact that, one, we need a law like that just shows you the state of our public school systems, man. Come on. Come on. And then you got to think about 60%. Are you kidding me? What's going on there? Let's roll that voicemail.
You know, Leon, it seems like all all the help that's been given to the poor has in reality taken away the desire and ability to work their way out of the poor status. We're not doing them a favor to give the poor anything. They need to work for it. And they have pride of accomplishment and can work their way up.
Oh, man, I so agree. 2 points on that. I do believe, and I've always believed this, you appreciate a ton more what you earn than what you are given. I believe that when you put sweat equity into something, man, you protect that with your life. You love it. You revere it. You show it to everybody. I built this thing. This is the sweat of my brow. When you're giving it away, the value kind of goes down, man. Anyway, thanks for the phone calls. Thanks for the feedback. I'll be back on Monday speaking with Blanky DeCullum from Texas. Stay tuned for What's On Your Mind, Todd Mitchell, Scott Hannon, and they'll be right back after this break.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Good people need help. The Homeowners Association said we had weeds and fined us $25. We told them they had the wrong house. They said if we didn't pay it, they'd file a lien. Our attorney demanded photographs, witnesses, and told them if they couldn't provide this, they must cease and desist. Issue solved. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercials,
commercials.
Just like the one you're listening to right now.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do.
When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise at gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.